All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Welcome to the Site Cabin Podcast, episode 15. Where have you been?
Nemanja Vidic number.
What is?
Was it?
Was it 15?
Was it 15?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you were 15.
Was it really 15?
Yeah. I think it was.
Paul Scholes was either 22 or 20, wasn't it?
He wore 18, and then when he came back, he wore 22.
So the song, yeah. Nemanja, whoa, he comes from Serbia, he'll fucking murder you. Yeah, yeah. He never really liked that song, apparently.
That's
the respect. You know what's weird? There's a guy in the NBA right now who's from Serbia, and he wears the number 15 as well.
Do they sing a song about him murdering people as well?
Probably. And he looks a lot like Vidic.
I think if I was like working on a construction site,
about that number.
If I was working on a construction site and like the people walking past would randomly sing a song about my performance on the building site, I'd stand up and kind of like, yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but that the murder thing, that's must have even been a defender, isn't it?
Yeah, like I think
like a term of like, you know, getting on stuck in.
Yeah.
And there's a few football players like that don't really like the songs they get.
Yeah. I mean, surely you'd be happy that they're singing a song about you.
Yeah, because if you're not, you're shit.
Well, like,
Yeah, or you're just
is that true, or is it just that your name doesn't quite go with a kind of song type?
Well, David De Gea's was just David De Gea.
Yeah, which is rubbish.
Yeah. It's just
and name. Scott McTominay's at the moment is Scott McTominay. It's like, oh, come on. It's just garbage.
That was one of my favourites was Carrick.
Stretford End, work harder.
Carrick had a good. Carrick had a great.
Ho ho ho! Yeah.
It's Carrick. You know what?
He actually owns a quite a big, decent building firm.
Michael Carrick does.
Yeah, his partner
really? Does he really?
So I met somebody who worked for him in the job that I do, and he works directly for Michael Carrick.
No effing way! So he's like a partner in a.
No, he's a part owner, and apparently Michael Carrick is heavily involved.
Oh really?
Yeah. And it leads me on to what we were going to... I know we've made some notes and stuff, but Geordies.
What about them? Geordies.
Careful.
Geordies in construction.
Don't be upsetting them, Daniel.
No, I'll upset everyone else. Cockney's terrible. People from Manchester,
Danny.
Moody.
Oh.
We're from Manchester.
But people from Birmingham, thick.
Oh, Danny.
You can't say that.
Danny.
But Geordies are the best in construction.
Whoa.
Bloody hell, you just what? Got big
You've
big
got to back that up with something. So why are the Geordies the best in construction?
Because they just, like, I met some lad the other day, and he was called Paul.
Why
his
I,
name
man?
Was Jordan. And he went, oh, everyone calls me PJ. And I was like, straight
PJ.
Away, like,
brilliant.
PJ Duncan. And he was like, aye, I'm a Tyler.
Yeah. But are they have you seen that they're more skillful? Are they more neater?
I wouldn't say more skillful, but they're, you know, like whenever you try to set a job up or you're working with someone, whether it might be in the job role that I do now or like you're just talking to somebody in to set a job up with Geordies.
Sorry for
it's
laughing.
Just done. It's just like dead friendly.
They're
approach.
A bit more organised.
They're a bit more organised. We go in Manchester and it's like, oh, fucking hell. Like, or Birmingham, they like, don't even know what
that's
day it is.
That's basically us.
And Cockneys, they just, it's all about money.
You've not mentioned the Scousers.
Well.
What about the Scousers?
Well, they just rob everything from you.
Every Scouser
I've
ever
worked
with, I've always
and
got
I don't
with
like
Scousers.
Builders from Manchester.
Just remember what we said about talking over each other, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Remember what we said
what
about
mean?
That?
What do you mean?
Oh, the rule for talking over each other.
Dave gave us
I set some rules before we started the podcast today. I set some rules. So, Geordies are the best construction people, in your opinion?
Just nice to deal with. Really, really like them.
And so, in in about, I'd say, 30-second slot, you have wiped out half of our fan base.
Yeah, well.
It's which is fine. It's fine.
Improved, then.
It's banter. It's said as a joke.
I've said it. I'm from Manchester, and people from Manchester just seem to put an awkward head on when you want them to do something in whatever trade it might be.
Yeah.
But people in Newcastle, no matter what trade it is, they're just like dead friendly, and they're just like, oh yeah, we can sort that out.
We'll
get that organised. We'll
Don't
worry about it. That's it.
I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you all. Internationally, who are the best builders internationally?
Well, we are.
Do you think? Do you think so? The UK? Yeah.
No, because I'm just completely biased.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm allowed to be that.
The Egyptians, though, they've got some form, haven't they?
I like the Italians.
You like the Italians? Oh, are they not just lazy, though, the Italians? Mario.
Mario and Luigi.
The best plumbers. The two best plumbers, Mario and Luigi.
Yeah. Do you mean like the actual, like talk about the architecture?
I think that skill level is up here.
I thought you were going to say, when I asked that question, I thought you would say, the Germans, because people always say the Germans.
Boring shit.
Boring.
Just boring.
You're not feeling the Germans.
No, it's like efficient, like they always are, and it will work and it will last, but it's not boring. Whereas Italians, there's just something about the finesse they put into everything.
There's a flair to it.
And it's just like their buildings and the way they do things, the way they work.
Kind of an Italian plasterer.
They're just better.
Yeah.
A painter, an Italian painter.
I kind of know what you mean. I suppose, yeah, I get it. I get it.
And to be fair...
What about the Americans?
They just nail gun everything, don't they?
Danny's on the attack. Danny is firmly on the attack today.
I do like the Japanese.
Oh yeah.
So efficient.
I do them a lot of work, but what I like about them is, and you see it a lot in their culture and everything, if they see someone else doing something that they like, they don't. It's not that they copy it, but they like go, "Oh, that's we'll take that. Yeah. We'll try and make it better."
Yeah.
Like they do with cars, or with their buildings, or like with anything. And I like that.
Have you noticed that after a natural disaster as well? Is that there'll be a picture of a road that's disappeared completely, and then it's back within two fucking days or something. Mm-hmm. The whole thing's all been repaired and all kind of. There's been a giant river swept through it.
They're ready for these.
Yeah.
Things.
Oh, yeah. So that's an interesting start to the podcast. That Danny's attacked basically 2/3 of the UK, and most of the world. About a third of the world, at least, welcome to the Sightclimbing podcast. We're back. We've had a 4-month absence. What have we all been doing? Where have you been, Daniel? What have you been up to?
Been working in Newcastle a lot.
You've been working in Newcastle a lot.
Yeah. Give me a lot of work. So
Danny's fell in love with Newcastle.
I love Newcastle. Been working a lot. Out. Christmas break, winter break.
Interesting fact about Newcastle.
Go on.
The first ever Greggs was opened in Newcastle.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Should just be known for that alone.
I mean,
really,
if we're talking about diets, they're bottom of the list.
The bottom of the list for diets.
I like Greggs, though.
I adore a Greggs. We've talked about Greggs many occasions. Yeah. In fact, Greggs should start sponsoring us.
Yeah.
Why aren't you, Greggs, sponsoring us? So 4-month break. You've been to Newcastle.
A lot of work on the house.
Yeah. I'm right in saying you built a media wall.
Built a media wall in the house. Did some panelling around the fireplace. Done my children's rooms. Used a bit of IKEA. Love IKEA.
We love IKEA.
Yeah,
I mean, do we like IKEA?
Yeah, amazing.
As construction individuals.
I've done the typical, like, you know, I'm a joiner. Don't worry, love. I'll build it.
I'll sort it.
Then you go to IKEA and you think, it's going to cost. Just get that.
It's going to cost you. Yeah.
And then, been working on the house, been busy. Got plasterers coming round.
Decent.
Does you think your TV fits in your room? All right.
Big. What's too big?
TV.
What is your TV's too big for your media wall?
For the whole house.
Oh.
Bigger than my house.
I mean, so I hope you don't mind me saying. So you live like in a kind of three bed semi,
in the Peaks.
So and you've got like a front room and a back room.
Yeah.
And where's the TV? Is it the front room?
It's in the front room, but
it's too big.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
It's, I bought a 65-inch TV because you've got one.
And, yeah.
But your raft is bigger. And then I bought thinking, well, you know, it looks good. I like the size. And didn't put, and it was on offer at Christmas.
Yeah. I should say at this point that at about 7 p.m. Christmas Day night, you were measuring my TV with a tape measure. Well, he was measuring my TV to see if...
I was going to... I might get onto this later about TV and Christmas
Day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, basketball, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're on it now.
Oh, let's talk about it. Let's just go. Well, let's just talk about it.
Basically, the reason is I was measuring it on Christmas Day because, you know, it's Christmas Day. We had a lovely family. It was amazing. Got to say, it was a brilliant meal. Cool. Shout out to Sarah there. Thank you.
Massive shout out to Sarah. It was a great meal.
It was a brilliant day and we all loved it. Everyone was there and had a great family day. But, right, then we had all the Christmas meal. We had some wine and beer. It was great. Played a few games. And then when, you know, that part of the evening where you're like, oh, just put like Gavin and Stacey on, or just put like Home Alone exactly on. What, yeah. Fucking 2, 3, 4 games of basketball.
Yeah, Jack.
On Christmas Day.
Jack.
It was about 8 games.
Jack made us watch a game of basketball on Christmas Day night, basically.
Well, it was the least Christmassy thing I've ever experienced. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, we were distracted watching basketball.
What was the teams, Jack? Who were the teams?
The
New York Red Sox versus the...
Played the Bucks. Yeah. The Milwaukee Bucks.
Shit.
And the Lakers were playing the Celtics. Oh, they're the two biggest teams. So that's their United Liverpool.
Is that what they do on Christmas Day?
Sounds like that's like their big derby.
That's their Boxing Day.
It's
Christmas Day.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've not really got... I don't mind basketball as a game.
On Christmas Day over there. They have it on the Christmas Eve. So they've not got to get back home for Christmas dinner or anything.
Yeah, and the other thing about that, I just want to add to that, is that the Americans have their Christmas Day on Christmas Eve, but 4 weeks earlier, they've got Thanksgiving as well.
It's a big day.
So they're like sick of turkey, surely, by that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to add that bit. Sorry to interrupt.
Two massive runs of turkey.
Why did they do that?
So you were saying Boxing Day, Christmas Eve.
Christmas Day is their Boxing Day schedule. Yeah. Basketball. And there's American football has one as well. I think it's Thanksgiving.
But what do they do on Boxing Day?
Thanksgiving's a massive day for football.
They haven't got one.
I think they go back to work.
They don't really have Boxing Day. It's not a bank holiday over there.
Fucking weird. That is bad.
they have like 3 or 4 bank holidays the whole year.
Yeah, they've got one of the lowest in the world,
it's
actually.
Christmas Day.
Yeah, yeah. National holidays.
And then there's
Thanksgiving.
We've got about 8. I think we have eight Boxing Day. 8, 7?
No,
they look down.
8 bank holidays a year.
Got 9 last year.
9 last year. Thank you, King Charles. Thank you.
Queen.
Thank you. King Charles. No, hang on. Did we get the holiday because the Queen died?
Yeah.
Or did we get the holiday because King Charles got coronated?
Jubilee. Was it the Jubilee?
Yeah, but
we got one because she died.
No.
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
I thought it was the coronation.
We got an extra day. We got the Friday off because she died.
No, it was the year before.
Dan, you do it every podcast. Do you remember?
It was the year before. It wasn't last year. It was the year before.
No, Andy, we got one last year as well.
We got one last year. No, we did for the coronation. You're right.
We got one for the coronation.
No, the year before. We got one for the death.
Can we all have the funeral off?
Yeah. Yeah, so I suppose...
I didn't get an invite. I suppose what we're asking is...
We got one in the September, and then for the coronation, we got an extra one for the coronation.
Yeah, so basically we're asking, can another royal die this year?
Yeah.
A high ranking? No, he's no.
Or married.
He said he's in hospital.
Or married.
Yeah. He's in hospital, isn't he?
Greatest royal family in the world. sorry, that was my Donald Trump impression. Jack
was
big. I don't want to put him on the spot. You don't have to do it now, but Jack does a brilliant Donald Trump impression.
Do it.
It's got to cut out.
Hands out, the palms have to be out like that.
Hey, well, yeah. it's palms the, out.
Yeah. It's election year, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's election year. Yeah. Indeed, it is.
Loads of people.
Do you think if he gets back in, he will build the wall? Do you think the construction industry in America will be successful and go and build that wall around?
To do it on fucking Boxing Day.
I know one thing he will definitely do. One thing he'll definitely do, he will sit in the White House and he'll have McDonald's every day. Yeah.
Build that wall.
He does love
build
McDonald's.
That wall. He does.
I don't think he's going many for the wall this time. I think it's just to get back in.
Yeah.
I think even he knows how the kind of comedy of it all at this point.
I think the beautiful thing about Trump this time around is because he's been indicted and he's been, you know, the great thing is, there's the impression.
He came to my house, the crooked FBI.
it's a beautiful impression, Jack. It really is. But the great thing is, if he gets to be president, what's the first thing he can do? pardon himself.
That's mental.
How cool is that?
How can he run if he's been in?
No, there's nothing in the constitution.
Well, there's something about individual states in there. There's individual states have tried to stop him in their state.
Yeah, there's nothing in the constitution. My understanding is, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but there's nothing in the constitution that stops them having a convicted criminal as a president.
So when's the actual election?
No, November. About the first week of November.
So it'll all hype up in.
It'll be a mad year.
Well, it looks like the UK will also have a general election in November this year as well.
Yeah, they'll hold on for as long as they can.
It looks like we'll have a general election this year, which could be very interesting for the construction industry in the UK. So kind of the general theme of the episode was really not really a theme today. It was just, we've just decided to kind of
catch up.
New year,
new us. We only managed last 2023. We only managed 4 episodes, and there was 4. Yeah, and there was lots of different reasons for that.
Yes,
lots of different reasons. There was lots going on in all of our lives and stuff, and we found it difficult to sort of commit. But we're not letting it go. We're like a dog with a bone, so to speak. We're still doing the podcast. We still will be doing the podcast, and we're going to try for 2024 to do as many times, haven't we? Over the years,
game on.
So, Andy, have you been anything interesting in 2023? Or Jack, anything you want to mention that you have been doing? If not,
no, just reading some good books.
A little older, really, a little wiser.
Yeah. Yes, Danny, you little older, little wiser, Jack. Yeah, how old are you, Jack?
24 and a half now.
Jack's the baby of the bunch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because obviously you're not construction. You've been on an episode with us before.
Yeah.
And go on, Dan.
Fascinating time at the moment though for Jack's industry.
Yeah. Oh yeah, with the Red Sea.
So Jack works in like logistics, don't you, Jack? Basically, we won't name the company.
Containers and stuff. Freight forwarding. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, Jack says yes or no to freight coming in or out of the country, and
he imports cocaine and drugs.
Yeah, he basically imports everything there is from parts for Volvos,
basically,
to you know, the little plastic bits on the end of your shoelace.
What a massive truck container of those. Yeah, I must get enough for like 50 years.
People get their Brussels sprouts when I say
to be fair, on the construction site, we need to do an episode on that, on how much everything's gone up over the last couple of years.
Well, we can be fucking out.
44%.
The cost of living.
Mental. I mean, just for materials alone.
The amount of times Freddo's have been mentioned on this podcast.
They were 10 people.
Yeah, we've mentioned that loads of times.
Steel's gone up 44%.
You're joking. Yeah. Steel's gone up 44%.
Like working on the house, or something. Just before Christmas, I may or may not have measured my window wrong.
Okay. Well, if you didn't measure it wrong, it would be an accident.
It was an accident. Yeah. I wrote the 9 upside down.
Yeah.
And I panicked on the day and had to get an emergency piece of angle iron to cover my timber lintel, take it out, brick it up.
Right.
And I spent about 2 hours in the steel fabricator talking to him.
Right.
But he did it and he drilled it all out. Perfect. He sorted it all out. Shout out to the guy in Chapel there, because he
shout out to
top job.
What was he called? What was his business called?
I can't remember.
Shout out to the guy in Chapel that made Danny a lintel, an emergency lintel.
And anyway, when we were there talking to him about prices going up, and
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Obviously steel and iron and everything that they deal in has gone up 44%.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, but we don't make as much steel like we used to do.
No, so it's all imported.
Ago.
It's all imported. So that's his problem. His import charges.
I know
charges.
It's cheaper, but that's a bad thing for a country that don't produce enough steel.
What do we make though now? What do we produce?
It's mostly high-end stuff, and it's more like
farming.
We're quite good with influencers.
Yeah, we make a lot of influencers. Are we influencers? No.
I don't even know what one is.
No. I think there's a lot of bullshit influencers as well, though, isn't there?
Earn some fucking money, though.
Yeah. I know they do. We should get an OnlyFans page.
Is that a great segue to the baked potato guy?
Well, it could be.
Spudman. Shout out to Spudman.
Shout out to Spudman.
I've been hammering the Spudman videos. And if you're watching, look, I want to go to Tamworth. I want to go and get a Spud. They look amazing. You've had an amazing following. I know you've got a new trailer, which is involved in the construction.
Potatoes.
Right? Potatoes.
And yeah, love them.
Bit you fun. Love Spudman, don't you?
Love it.
Driving up to the podcast, I was telling Jack. I said I was the one that introduced Danny to TikTok because we started the podcast. Yeah. But you're obsessed with TikTok now, aren't you?
I'm completely obsessed with it.
You know everything about TikTok now, don't you?
I don't know how this works.
You don't get this.
I don't get this. What we do,
yeah,
and how it gets there,
yeah.
But I love watching the short videos.
You love TikTok. You absolutely.
It's just so many like. I love stuff like that though. I love like, yeah, Bindley Mega Chippy. That was good.
Oh, legendary. We should come up. Man. We need some sort of like quirky
catchphrase
yeah. or quirky kind of like song or something. Do we not? Or actually, yeah. Does that not just appear naturally?
Yeah.
You know, like when you're talking.
Yeah, the more hours you do, the more. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So one of the subjects that we thought we could talk about today was construction films.
Yeah.
So films that have construction within them.
Well, we talked about this. Dave mentioned an all-time classic for me straight away today. And I didn't even think about it. But when he said it, I was like, yeah, that's definitely got...
It was Baby's Day Out. I don't know if you've ever seen the film.
Where the baby's on the construction site.
I've got another one, actually.
But Baby's Day Out is like this film where, you know, the baby kind of... They lose the baby.
Yeah.
And it goes out on all these mad, weird shit adventures just by crawling about, basically. And
great.
I think somebody kidnaps it, actually, and they want to ransom the baby. But it finds itself on this construction site. And have you seen it?
It goes on like pieces of steel, and it's just crawling around, this little baby. I mean,
yeah.
It's quite a dark film when you mention someone tries to kidnap
a baby that is
crawling. But when you're like the construction bit, it's like, you know, it gets on top of the mixer, goes in the sand. Babies love construction sites.
Absolutely. Babies on construction sites would probably cause havoc, but actually...
They'd calm everyone down.
Yeah, they would.
Emotional support.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
If there was like a creche on a build on a...
Oh, they'd love it.
On a building site. In fact, why aren't the creches on building sites?
Yeah.
Because there's fucking creches in offices for office workers.
That's a good shout, that.
Just get them a massive pile of sand.
Oh, they'd love it.
Yeah. And watch all the diggers. They'd just be sat there watching all the diggers like going past.
Yeah, that is a great idea. Have we just invented something?
That's our childhood. Yeah. I mean, you know,
that was our childhood.
We had, you know, stuff, you know.
But, Dad, what do we do now? Look, there's a big pile of sand there. Just go and play in that. Just go and jump in
Jump off the extension.
Jump off the extension into the sand. I remember doing that. It's great memory.
Happiest memories ever of jumping off the extension. I mean, health and safety would have an absolute freak at that now, wouldn't
they? That's why they won't let it.
That's the problem.
Wrong. No, he showed us. He said, "What? You got to jump off the garage roof into that pile of sand." Yeah, just what? Yeah, he did
just,
it.
Just do it.
Oh.
And then we were all like,
"We just sank in." It's brilliant. God,
this is amazing. And we did it all day. Whereas in reality, we could have all probably broke a bone.
Yeah,
fallen off.
It doesn't matter. Did you say you had another construction film?
Oh, I was thinking some of the Die Hard films. They've all got construction in.
Yeah, Die Hard.
Die Hard. The third one, because he's all through the tunnels and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Another one I did see on the list was Lethal Weapon 3.
Oh, Lethal Weapon 3 with the nail gun.
Is that the nail gun?
He's having
gun.
The extension.
Yeah. No, well, Lethal... No, construction's in every single one. No,
is it?
Lethal Weapon 1, he has his extension done.
He's doing his house.
In Lethal Weapon 2, I can't remember, but in Lethal Weapon 3, he buries him in concrete at the site.
Oh, no, he does. He does.
That's great, that one.
And then he says, the line he says afterwards is, see that, we can write our name in it afterwards. Yeah. And there's a guy being
that's
buried.
Really cold, isn't it? That's really cold.
And then, doesn't Mel Gibson drive like a dump truck on fire through the site or something?
Yeah.
Is that the end?
Sorry, I've just looked at another one. No, sorry, Danny. He does.
Something
drives,
like that.
No, it's
a pickup.
No, it's a money truck, you know, that takes money from banks. What's he called? What do you call it?
Oh, yeah, like armoured car.
Armoured car, in it. I'm sure it's that, in it.
Can't remember.
Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's construction in that.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah.
He's like working in there.
Do you know what the best part of my day is?
Oh, yeah. I just,
what?
I got his number. No.
What? No, I'll do mine first. You do yours after. The best part of my day, I pull up to your house and just for that 1 minute, I'm paraphrasing here, I suppose, but I hope you don't turn up, you don't come because you've got a gift.
I don't can't remember there being construction.
Yeah. His mate.
It's what him and Ben Affleck do.
Yeah. Well, he works as a janitor. He doesn't want to be recognised, but he walks around like a school solving problems.
Yes, but
he don't want to be recognised.
Yeah, that's what Robin Williams thing. And he says, why did you choose to be a janitor at MIT?
Right. Well, so the Robin Williams character in that, what does his dad do? He's a bricklayer, because it comes out as the talking. Robin Williams' dad's not in real life, but in that film, he's a bit like, he also beats the shit out of him when he's a kid as well.
But he's a bricklayer.
I don't approve of that.
He's a bricklayer, yeah. Another film, let's have a look.
I've got one I can think of.
Oh, go on, Jack.
Don't know if it's mentioned. Return of the Jedi.
I was thinking exactly
that's the one.
I was literally thinking that is the film. Say that next. It's a big part of the film.
Hang on a minute. You are bang on.
That's true, yeah.
The construction of the Death Star itself
is the plot.
How the fuck are they going to build that in space?
Fucking took the time with it, didn't
they? I mean, they did take the time with it.
You should have used the Force.
The film Clerks is a big discussion about, did they use subcontractors to build the second Death Star?
Well, it makes you think. So
and really, did they murder all those construction workers?
Yeah, where did they all go?
Did they murder them all?
Yeah.
Were they all slave labour or were they self-employed?
You could say that the Alliance Luke,
murdered millions of workers.
And Han and whatever. They killed a load of innocent workers.
Oh, so you mean as they blew up the Death Star, there was still construction workers on there?
There's cranes up there.
Some poor bloke just working away, welding the Death Star.
And the Alliance and banging them dead.
Getting a text. What do you want for tea tonight, love? Yeah. I'll just have the
Ewok sandwich.
I'll have one prat. Swamp wrap soup.
Are we eating in Endor or are we eating
where are we going tonight?
Yeah.
Next minute, what's that bright light?
Bang. Dead.
What's
happened to his kids?
The Empire workers. I don't know. How did you go?
That's a great shout, Jack.
Where did he live?
Where did they work?
I would think the Death Star would have been big enough to accommodate all of the workers.
Yeah, and the families.
Do you know what I mean?
Or would they have to keep it secret?
It kind of reminds me of the episode that we did about the World Cup in Qatar,
and all the immigrants were
forced over to Qatar. We're not forced over. Well,
they just pulled most of those stadiums down now as well.
Oh, have they really?
Well, two or three of them were just like set up for the World Cup.
Well, they can afford it, can't they?
Yeah.
They can afford it.
Mad.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to improve the infrastructure of a country, like the Olympics, so isn't it? That's the whole point.
Why England should have, or Britain should have, the World Cup.
Oh, definitely we should have the World Cup.
It's still a disgrace.
Sorry, just before we branch it, so did the second Jedi that said at second Death Star improved the infrastructure of
Endor. Episode 4, A New Hope, at the end of that they blow up the Death Star, and it's a completed Death Star at that point, isn't it?
It's already been built the extra
but he was just finishing off snagging
there's
a big chunk of it they haven't finished.
Yeah. Was that in New Hope?
In the first one.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's a snagging list.
No, not the first one. Episode 4, Andrew.
It was like getting a new build for Barrett's. Like, it looks finished, but when you get in, there's like bits of paint.
But there's that big hole in it through the vents.
Yeah. Oh, shit, that hole that they forgot that can fit a fighter jet.
They should have taped over or something.
Please don't let anyone know about the giant-sized hole we've left for the fighter jet to get into. Use the Force, Luke.
Yeah.
Should
have phoned him.
But then, in return... It's just two thirds
built, maybe?
Yeah, they've got the central heating working.
Central heating's working. The hot water's on.
Hot water's on.
They've got the shield.
But there's no windows in it.
Yeah. This fully operational Death Star.
It's armed.
Oh, what a film. Is there any more construction in any more Star Wars films?
They all end up as big supermoons, don't they now? Force Awakens.
Can't think there's any more. Yeah. That's a great shout though, Jack.
It is.
Great shout. There's a lot of construction in that. Oh, here's a good one. The Terminal with Tom Hanks.
That's a great where he does the COVID.
Yeah, because should we actually qualify? Somebody has to be making something in the film. Or doing something in the film as a
species. Yeah. Please
be a construction film.
Yeah, please add to the comments or if you've got a suggestion.
Castaway, because he's always making stuff.
Castaway.
One of them on there, The Bridge Over the Kwai.
That might be the ultimate one.
Yeah.
What a film. Yeah. It was on at Christmas.
I watched it at Christmas.
It was on at Christmas.
Yeah, I did.
They built the whole bridge. Spoiler alert. They build the whole bridge and then blow the fucking thing up.
Brilliant.
What have I done?
Like on Christmas Day when you build the Lego set for your toddlers and they just smash it up.
They smash it all up right in front of you. Yeah. You spend all day building that Lego set, and what do they do? Yeah. Great, thanks. Thanks, Dad. Whatever. Thanks,
and
Dad.
And if you're going to blow up a bridge, train bridge, make sure the train's going over it so it's more damage at the same time.
Well, interestingly, what's the film? The World War II film, the Bridges film.
Bridge Too Far.
They blow up some of the bridges, but one of the bridges...
It doesn't go off. It's Nijmegen, that's across the water.
Yeah. Holy Mary, Mother of God. Holy Mary, Mother of God.
That is a brilliant film.
What film that is.
That's the only film Dad's got Mum to buy on Sky, so you can just click on it.
Right, so another film for construction. The Great Escape. They dig the tunnel.
Yes.
The tunnelling. They are tunnelling.
That guy had like
that's quite technical.
On YouTube.
Ventilation, everything.
That you like him. He built a tunnel in his house or something.
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, the inventor guy. What's he called?
Yeah, I know you mean.
Colin Furze. Yeah, shout out to Colin Furze. Oh, that channel is amazing.
Yeah, very good.
He's dug a tunnel in his garden. From his shed. From his garage to his... He built a bunker under his garden. And now he's done a tunnel from that. But now he's going out the front. And he wants it so that his car can come... up out of the the driveway, basically, and just
like the X-Men with the ship.
Yeah,
I don't know of any man that wouldn't say yes to that.
What is it about us men and like
bat caves?
Well, man caves.
Shout out to Geordies again. Before Christmas, Danny, I went to see someone up there.
Danny loves the Geordies.
And it may or may not have been the person who owned the house. May or may not have been one of the presenters of I'm a Celebrity.
Oh.
And they built this house up in a posh street in Newcastle.
Interesting.
Where Shearer used to live, Beardsley used to live, all the type of players and stuff. And they built this house. And when they reached the footings, they decided, do you know what? We're going to go down. So they dug in all the way down.
Beautiful.
Right? Lowered the whole house.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And they've lowered it so that the car drives in. Oh. When you go in. So it's not lowered, it drives down in.
Drives straight
the back
in.
Cave.
But you come straight out and then there's a lift that goes straight
oh,
up.
Oh, God.
And it's like, but then there's like a gym, there's a cinema room, there's, and it, I've been in some, we've all been in some posh houses and nice. This has just been designed.
Out of this world.
Yeah.
Perfectly designed.
Brilliant.
Is there a fireman's pole? So if there's an emergency, you can slide down it and get in the back.
No, but I saw something I've never seen and it was, there was no carpets. It was just tiles.
What, everywhere?
Even the steps.
Ooh. Must be underfloor heated everywhere then.
Oh, 100% is.
Everywhere underfloor heated.
But are we talking like really top level tiles?
High end
tiles.
Yeah. I can't really, I don't
you've
think
you've got to be careful.
They were taken from the pyramids.
I had to sign something to say I shouldn't talk about.
Non-disclosure.
And he just talked about it.
And he just talked about it to a podcast that's had 23 million views so far. Yeah.
Why are you, man?
Do you know what, though? The interesting thing is about that is, though, that like we have all been in some high-end stuff, and I've been in a few footballers' houses in Alderley Edge over the years when I've been in my construction duties. And some of them are lovely, but some of them
shit
are just like... Yeah. I don't mean the building. Yeah, what I mean is like the
taste,
decor.
The taste
and
is
think,
rubbish.
What the fuck is that? Like Joey Tribbiani dog... type thing.
Yeah, leopard skin print.
You know, and you think, what the fuck? What the hell are you doing?
It's like, you know, who's designed it? And like, who's gone, that's a good idea. Well, it's not.
But ultimately, it goes down to, I've got enough money and I like it, so I'm having it.
Fuck the problem.
Fair play, it is their money, yeah.
Because I was reading about this, a problem that a lot of these celebrities have is that because the houses they build are so specific... They can't sell them then.
Yes,
they don't sell.
Yeah. That is true.
I was reading before.
Yeah, yeah. So
is it not Michael? Yeah. Jordan. Had
Michael
loads
Jordan's
of problems.
Been trying to sell the house he had when he was playing with the Bulls in Chicago. Yeah. Yeah. He's been trying to sell it for years, like 12 years.
So why can't he sell that particular house?
Millions, like, millions it's on so it. So specific to him, and it's kind of like it was built in like the early '90s. So the outside of it is kind of. Like it's all got like
him,
like the, you know, those blocks of glass and stuff.
Oh, right, okay.
Just doesn't look very
George
modern.
Best had that,
but a lot of
stuff. Yeah, did. George Best had that really
in yeah,
in a really weird, like, look.
Cheadle Hume, I think, on the border of Bramall, Cheadle Hume. Yeah.
Right. I think that's why
he's like this really square house.
Yeah, if you want
it, so if you make it too specific to yourself,
if you want them to last, I mean, someone like Elvis, like, everyone still goes to his house, but it's kind of like just a big
museum,
biggest house.
Yeah,
but he's such like a musical. Icon.
I bet Michael Jordan, I bet he could turn his into a museum, though.
But I think people suggested that, but it's like, I guess it's like way out in the country.
Right, out in the sticks.
Yeah, like, and he's moved all of his, he moved out of it years ago.
There's a guy I've seen who, he's something called, he's a pretty cool guy, but he's called like the Doodle Guy or something like that. And his whole house, outside and inside, is just full of doodles. You know, like, You know, when you're on the phone or whatever and you doodle something.
Mm. Yeah.
His whole house is completely full of doodles. How the fuck's he ever going to sell that? I mean, he might not want to, but he's probably not going to.
I'll tell you what I did do. Andy worked on it, actually. It was about 4 or 5 years ago, no, longer than that, 5 or 6 years ago. The person we worked for decorated their own house, and their bathroom, I walked in one day and it was just these bits of paper. And I found this quite interesting.
When you say bits of paper,
it was they'd got a master's degree and they wallpapered their entire, so that they printed it off.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
The bathroom in the dissertation. Or
is that the one with the little wine cellar that
wine
you built?
Wine cellar, yeah.
So it's a nice wine
cellar.
So
they made the dissertation into wallpaper?
No, they printed it off, like before, off a normal printer.
Yeah, and they just turned it.
And just got wallpaper paste.
And it looked good.
It looked brilliant.
Yeah, I think it was a doctorate. Was it a doctorate?
Doctorate, yeah.
I think it was a doctorate.
And it was totally, but the idea was that she said was, well, you know when you're in the toilet and you just sat
to read, yeah.
And you think, oh, what do I read? Well, I've put all my doctorate there.
Oh, yeah, okay, I get that. Yeah,
she's obviously really proud of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought, you know what? That is totally different. And but they wallpapered it. But they just literally got it and just stuck it on like that.
What's your thoughts on that, on like toilet etiquette for, like, books? Do you have
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
A book in your toilet for guests. So while they're
not right now, but it's a great idea.
Do you know what I mean?
I like to read when it helps me relax.
Yeah, but
people have the phones, don't they?
People do have the phones nowadays. Yeah, I suppose they do. Yeah. I have a sign in my toilet that says "Rules of the House: Don't be a dick." Basically, that's kind of, and a picture of Old Trafford.
Yeah,
basically,
that's a great picture. That's
I also have a picture
of the 80s.
The shop from. This is a
legal
local
gentleman.
Legal gentleman, yeah. This is a local shop for local people. We'll have no trouble here.
I do think, you know what, it's a bit old school, but a book in a toilet, actually, when you think about it.
Although, you really want people to come into your house and have a shit?
No, not really.
Not family members, I mean.
There's a great episode of Seinfeld.
Well, even family members.
I think it's weird.
You don't want that, do you? You wouldn't go to someone's house and go...
Unless
you have a guest bathroom specifically.
No, but I think it's weird when you
don't know about that.
Somebody else's house.
I don't know about that. I don't think you can go to someone else's house for a visit or even a night stay and have a poo in their toilet.
I think a night stay is okay. I think you've got to accept it. If you give someone a curry, that's your problem.
Can you not hold it in?
No.
Yeah, and I'm not going to name the names, but there's a friend of ours who can only go to his own toilet.
Oh, yeah, no, there is. Yeah,
Name him Lee. We'd love it.
Lee won't mind us saying that, yeah. Lee can
only... There
was
a rumour that Lee used to carry his own toilet seat around with
him. In his boot of his car. Yeah, he had a toilet seat at home and then his own toilet seat, and he couldn't go anywhere else but his own home.
Yeah. Didn't they used to say that about the Queen for years?
Well, yeah, she had a toilet, like a specific...
toilet seat that was carried around.
See what
like
I mean, how the royal president always comes back to this podcast.
Yeah.
The royal family always comes back to this podcast.
Yeah,
I think we should invent a specific timeline of rule for going to the toilet, and it could be something along the lines of obviously number ones are fine, but number twos, if you're not staying over, it's an absolute no-no.
Talking about that on site, some of the states.
Jesus Christ. some of the states have toilets
some
on
of the
site.
States. I mean, some of the stories I've heard as well about, you know, half a cement bag and all that.
Oh,
you know
it's
I mean?
Like there's a murder happened in the toilet.
Yeah.
Aren't they awful, aren't they, some of them?
Even. Yeah, especially sometimes them, it's just Beth just leaving
you know them
it.
Temporary ones?
Yeah, awful.
And
you always get some animal or a couple of them who mess it up for everybody.
Well, there's shit everywhere, basically.
They don't know how to go.
Yeah, you think, what's wrong with you? What is actually...
the floor.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. You know? It's like, oh, what's going on? Or is it like a deliberate thing to...
I mean, the other thing is, well, when you are working on a domestic property, and because people can be very funny about builders using the toilets as well, they can be really kind of like awkward and say, "Oh no, you're not
you
using my
your own."
Where do you want me to go then?
Yeah, but I actually do get that a little bit. I think it's weird. But
where did he go? If you're having builders at your house and you don't want them to use your toilet,
a Portaloo.
Okay, all right. Say it's like a 2 week job. You'd get them a portal.
But then the customer should pay for it. If you don't want them to use the toilet, the customer should pay for it.
For the portal. Yeah. I'm not so sure.
Or just let them use it. But then
you've seen them Jackass videos where they got the portal on the crane and it's disgusting.
That's why I couldn't go to Glastonbury unless it was posh, unless you had loads of money.
No, there's posh toilets in Glastonbury.
I couldn't just.
You can go with all the peasants, but you can also pay to go to glamping. You can pay for nice.
There's no eco-friendly ones where you just throw sawdust down it. I watched a documentary on Glastonbury.
It's just been knighted, actually.
Well, I think, though, it's only 100 or so years ago when most of us were farming and whatever, and, you know, we'd move it around, wouldn't we? Dig a hole every 6 months. And
we've probably just spent 15 minutes talking about shit here, basically.
It's got to be an interesting subject,
especially about building, as in like...
That's the great thing about...
It's not even in the notepad.
No, to be fair, that is the great things about being on site that's been established, because there's always a house that's been nearly finished off and everybody's battering the toilet,
aren't
they?
Well, I mean, back in the...
They just finish it off and done that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays, 99% of all modern sites have a plumbed-in toilet.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
back in the day, when I started,
laboured there,
that was no such thing.
Yeah, you have to fight.
It was just... Where do we go?
What's the house that's nearly finished? Just get in there.
Just go in there, yeah. Go wherever. Yeah. I mean, people have done their business in toilets that have not been plumbed in.
Now that,
do you know
what I mean?
Stories
that
about that. I know.
I've got to think about. So I had a few words with somebody before Christmas. The loads of finished houses on site. So I just went to use the toilet in it. Just a wee.
Yeah. Right?
And the site manager went, "Oh, you can't use that." So I was like, "Why?"
Plumbed in.
And he said, "Well," I said, "Is it sold?" And he went, "No." So I was like, "Well."
Testing it, snagging it.
And he went, yeah, it's all electric.
Breaking it in.
So I was charging my phone in there. I was charging me in to use the toilet. Because the house next door was no electric, no running water. So I was like, he said, "Well, use the site cabin. And I went, "There's no water on. It was all frozen."
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
So I said,
"Yes."
Using the toilet. And he was like, "Oh, right. Well, yeah, I just don't want lads going in and out using the toilets." And I was like, it's a finished house. No carpets. Yeah. No finished floors.
I get that, but
just use the toilet. Yeah. Not sold, so nobody owns it. Tough.
It is a tricky one, because I'm just thinking about my own house where I live. Do I want, and I'm a builder, I'm from a building background, but do I want a load of rough ass builders or whatever?
But you don't know.
In and out of my toilet.
You're not bought it yet.
No, that one. I'm talking about like a job. Do you want them to?
No, I don't.
Sat there and they're on the toilet. They're looking at the phone and they're doing what they're doing. It's like
it's a personal space. As
well. but on site it's a different.
On site it's back in the day.
Oh god,
nightmare scenario. Yeah. Can I just go back to we were talking about Michael Jordan's not being able to sell his house?
Yeah,
but something just occurred to me when we were talking about that. I think is it Shaquille O'Neal? I might be wrong here, but I think it is Shaq that bought into the ring door cameras.
Yes.
He bought into it early doors, didn't he? He nearly bought into Uber.
Yeah. He nearly bought into Uber as well.
Because he Dragon's Den sort of thing.
He's a legend.
He invests in all
guys,
all sorts of little startup things.
But like Ring,
not
I mean,
Christmas
Ring's,
Day though,
Ring's massive now. Ring and Ring's also part of. There are some new house builders now that build the house and add security cameras or Ring door or a type of video doorbell to.
I must admit,
to the house
we. Obviously, we're doing the house up, so we looked in new front door and framing, etc. And I've been looking at thumbprint locks.
What? As a front door lock?
Yeah.
That's well cool.
So you can just say for what the family members look after the house while I was away.
You'd assign.
You can do it on your screen inside, put their thumbprint. So it's just a thumbprint.
So it's Back to the Future 2.
What about the old sellotape and super glue trick, though? What about that? You have to wipe it every time.
Oh, yeah. Back to the Future 2. It's in that, isn't it?
That's the thing.
Yeah. Push your thumb against the pad. What pad?
The pad.
Yeah. That's a great scene, actually.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant scene.
Digilocks, so codes.
I mean, digilocks. We've got loads
of... I worry because you see these, you know, car thieves, how they just sort of get a signal outside and...
Yeah, I've seen that.
Maybe just a keys.
Actually,
in the end.
Range Rover's most stolen car in London.
It is, yeah. So, speaking of construction in films, what about the real life construction that did go on in films? Because for the Back to the Future films, they had to... all those sets were hand-built.
Oh, you mean
great
show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Danny's been on...
Well,
a few sites.
I think we talked about this briefly in the past. Because my dad and brother, our dad and brother worked on Coronation Street. And they left the lolly sticks. And I think we've said that.
I think it's out this year. I was on a Sky set about 18 months ago. For a joiner. And went to see him. He was working on it. And it's going to be a massive drama on Sky this year.
Do we know what drama?
Period drama, but it's going to be huge.
Oh, okay.
It's coming out.
They always do appear.
Like Downton.
A bit like Downton. Downton. Sky.
Downton.
And the set was unreal.
Unreal.
Right. Yeah.
And that'll probably employ joiners and
everything.
Electricians.
Everything.
Plumbers, plasterers.
Everything. Yeah. It was even a Thatcher on it.
Oh, really? Doing like a thatch roof and stuff? Yeah. A lot of big industry. It's a great point, actually, Jack, about how construction is kind of always like, I'm doing that. Donald Trump.
It has to be like half a second after you've actually said it.
Yeah, so you say
it. The signal's late.
You say it and then you go, Side Cabin Podcast, greatest podcast in the world.
I walked around the other day and I saw this thing.
I think that could go
the
viral.
The Side Cabin Podcast. great people.
Great
show.
They will build the wall.
Great work ethic.
They'll come.
Talking about trades.
They'll come and build the wall.
Thatchers, I think they're at least 6 months in front, aren't they, being booked in, or to a year?
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Oh, easily.
If they're going to go into a trade,
easily.
One of the most ancient trades in this country.
100%.
But a Thatcher, I think it's like you're at least 6 months in front work-wise, or maybe a year.
It's water reed, isn't it? Reed.
Yeah, but it's like you can get 30 years out of it, 25
years. Yeah.
But very, 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 very hard to get house insurance.
Really?
Because of the fires.
Incredibly hard.
Because of fires.
My wife's cousin has got a thatched, to part of his house is thatched, and there's only two insurance companies in the country.
Yeah.
What, Thatchers are us?
Yeah. You can't be in the vicinity of that house and sort of like having a fag flick your fag, can you?
You can't get
shit. Gas. You know what I mean? Yeah.
They're not on Go Compare.
No, they're not. No.
That's a good shout. That.
They are. No. There's only two insurance companies in the country.
I hope it never goes, though. It's a nice, something.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. If you watch them do it, I mean, I have drove past it. I've never actually watched it.
Yeah, I've seen a few programs on it.
Actually, I think Fred's done one where he's thatching, isn't he? I think he's done an episode.
Brilliant skill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, he has. He has actually. He did do one. He went to a thatch and sort of interviewed him and stuff. Yeah. Different topic to want to discuss. Air fryers. Now, hear me out. Air fryers on site in a side cabin.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, what a difference they've made.
So they are mesmerizing.
Change his life. Change your life, hasn't it, Dan?
It's
a difficult situation, but it's probably saved our marriage. So
probably saved your marriage.
Save your marriage.
Now, the first person I knew who got one was shout out to Will and Sam, or Will.
Yeah.
Who got us
the Brazil. Who got us the Brazil. Yeah, they've donated a few things to
Rio de Janeiro. Didn't invite us.
We never asked Jack about Brazil, actually.
Yeah, Jack went, but we didn't go.
We didn't
pay for it. Yeah. But
he's the first person I used to go on about. I was like, what's he fucking
And a George Foreman grill as well. He had a George Foreman grill.
And he used to go, I remember our cousin Ian said, we went round it, it was a steak, and to be fair, it was pretty good. And even Ian was like, talking about his fucking air fryer.
He keeps going on about his air fryer.
He's got one.
This is Will.
This is Will. And then he kept mentioning it. I was like, bollocks this.
Will loves an air fryer. He's got two, hasn't he?
He's totally right.
Will's got two air fryers.
I believe. I'm glad Sam and Will will watch this, and Roy and all the Shorrocks. Will, I think, has now got two air fryers.
How posh?
I don't know who he thinks he is.
How posh is Will?
No, has he got the two? Can you get one? He's got big ones with two.
Like the dual one.
Well, I've got a mega.
You can do a chicken, can't you, or something.
I've got an air fryer, Ninja.
They're amazing.
What about in the site cabin at dinner time, though, when you heat dinner up? You've obviously got your microwave. Get an air fryer in there now.
Nip in for half an hour before, get it going, and then come back in.
They use less electric. How they cook it is superb. Quick, they're easy to clean. Shout out to Ninja, if we can get sponsored by Ninja.
he wants a giant air fryer.
I've got a 10.5 liter one, I think it is. 10.
Oh dear me.
They are incredible.
No, I've had like sausages, bacon, all sorts of stuff from it.
Sarah.
Messing.
Oh no, we do love the air fryers. We absolutely love the air fryer. I just thought I'd mention it. We talked about it sort of beforehand about it changing the way the kind of the site cabin works, you know, at dinner times and stuff like that.
It would help though, because you know, you can cook something dead fresh, dead quick, and they're brilliant, and they don't use as much electric.
Well, there you go then. Yeah. What's not to like about them?
No, that's another question about what's the best site cabin setup you've ever been in, or one you've made when you've been there for months and it's like a bit rough and ready, but you've turned it into like a
Yeah.
I remember one in Leyland, we ended up having the TV. We were watching the Olympics. And these like toast, you know, you gradually built it up.
Yeah, like toaster, microwave.
Yeah, they just little bits and pieces got added to it.
Yeah, throughout the months that you were there.
We spoiled ourselves, yeah.
Yeah, bed. Yeah, first aid table. Box,
yeah,
eye wash station. Yeah. I mean, everything is there nowadays. Most of the big building sites
now. They do have stuff like that.
Some of them have canteens.
A lot of them have canteens.
About time, really.
But that's no different than the fucking mill owners back in the day. They try to keep your money. That's all they try to do. Do you know what I mean?
The shops. They just try to keep your money.
They don't want you going off site. Spending your money off site, so they'll put a canteen on site, which they own, they run, they pay for, just like, you know, all the bricks and mortar and plaster that you use. Yeah. They'll also pay for that, and they don't want you leaving site because
spend the money there.
Because spend your money that we give you there, so it comes back to us.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
That's deep, actually. I don't know if that how.
Well, is that the whole global? I was going to say no. We're going deep.
You know, one thing I'll say is people in construction more than I think than any other industry, and I'm a bugger for it. They love spending money on dinner.
You go for it. Well, it's your calories though, isn't it? You're burning those calories off.
Yeah. What's the best cafe you've ever encountered, or the best kind of?
When I was working in town, there was a little soup place. Oh. I can't even remember the name of it. It was near. it was near Afflecks Palace, but they did
in Manchester.
They had like a massive. Yeah, in Manchester, they had a massive pot, and they just did a different soup every single day.
Oh, beautiful.
But like
just one choice, like coriander and chili and last year, potato.
I was working in Colliehurst, on a site in Colliehurst. There was this cafe literally round the corner, and it was, you know, I'm gonna say it was quite a rough area of Colliehurst.
Is that the one with Les Dawson memorial?
And there was a cafe around the corner, and these girls run this cafe.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh my God, they had like this jerk chicken and stuff. It was absolutely insane.
And it didn't rip you off.
They were dead reasonable. Yeah. And it was unbelievable. The other one was we did a massive extension for a school in Flixton. I think it was like Flixton Secondary School.
Yeah.
And there was a cafe off the school next to a church. It was like a charity shop, but it was run by like these three sort of like old girls, old days, you know, and they were all kind of like.
But you shouted at one of them.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Well, that like, you're not going to rob us, are you? And all that type of stuff.
That's exactly what it was.
Frightening
builders. You're not going to steal anything from us, are you? And we're like, no. We just want like, you know, and I can remember, one of the lads I worked with one day.
He bollocked one of them.
No, it wasn't me actually that bollocked him. It bollocked her. And he shouldn't have done it. But he'd asked for ketchup, but he'd asked about five times for ketchup. She didn't bring the ketchup. You know, it was like an English breakfast, like a fry up. And in the end, he stood up and he was like, just give me the fucking ketchup, will ya? You know, and we got banned. We got barred from it because of him. I won't say who it was, but he knows who it was.
So I've got three. Right, so one of them is near Stepping Hill Hospital in Hazel Grove, and they do signature sandwiches each day. It's the
I know what you mean.
Beely's is great.
The Christmas, super, the turkey one. Yeah, the turkey one.
They do really nice. The sausage one.
Yeah, the Beely's is good. Yeah.
The other one is the Stop Inn. It used to be around here. I think we've told this story.
It's closed
before.
Down now.
Closed
yeah.
down.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to travel. If we were working in Eel Green, we'd travel to Stockport at dinner time.
Yeah.
We worked for the council at the time.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
I don't give a fuck. But we used to travel.
Kebabs at dinner.
And the other one, it's a bit posh this. So I was in London last year and I was working at the East India Club. Probably shouldn't even mention this, but.
East India Club? What's that, Danny? What is
like
Is it like a...
It's a private members club.
Oh, okay.
It's not like going down.
It's not from the East India Company, is it? Something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, yeah,
like it's like 200 years old.
Yeah, yeah. I worked in the basement there. It was just a building site then.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a building
right.
there.
Guess
it was right near St. James.
Yeah,
it was right near Buckingham Palace and St. James's Park. Huh?
Yeah.
Right near Charles.
Right.
Bloody pen.
Bloody pen.
You feel like a sausage.
Yeah.
A sausage.
And so I was like, one, where can I afford to eat around here? And two, where's decent? Yeah. So couldn't find anywhere. So I went into this really like high class little like cafe and it was really like, you know, artisan bread. And I thought,
yeah.
Typical, I just want a bacon sandwich.
Yeah.
Full of water.
Just give me a bacon butty.
So sat down and they were like, we can do eggs Benedict, eggs right.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You know, gave me all the artisan right, bread, different types of bread. And I was like, I can't, mate, I've just been on a building site. I can't be honest.
Just give me a just bacon butty.
Yeah.
They made these eggs.
Are they amazing?
Royale and it.
Eggs Royale, right?
It was like.
Was it?
They mixed it in spinach.
Oh, that's amazing.
Was it unbelievable?
Too much though for dinner time.
No, to be fair, it was about 14 quid.
Through dinner?
But
it was like a meal.
It was a meal.
Oh, okay.
But where you were.
Yeah.
You were like literally a road away from.
Yeah.
And I was like, but the food was like. But if you think about it, 14 quid. If you go to Weatherspoons.
Yeah.
Or if you go to like anywhere else, you still pay 8-10 quid.
Yeah, true.
So,
fry up
and this food was unreal. It was it's probably one of the best site working day meals I've ever had.
We once were in Derbyshire. I'm not going to say where. We were working on a site in Derbyshire.
Whaley Bridge.
It was Whaley Bridge. Danny.
Sorry, Yondermans.
Danny, for fuck's sake. It was Whaley Bridge.
I live around there.
Don't give any more away. So we were working on this site in Whaley Bridge for about 18 months.
Oh, God. Oh, I know this story. Yeah.
And the cafe was just about five minutes away. So we'd go there every day for 18 months, literally. Bacon butter, sandwiches at dinner time and blah, blah, blah. And one of the people that worked with us ended up... he was married. He was married at the time. Okay. But he ended up getting to know the girl, one of the girls that worked behind the counter, you know, and he ended up getting her pregnant, to be honest. He got her pregnant. And
so he gave her a fill-in.
Well, he did, but he got her pregnant in the back of his Vauxhall Corsa car at dinner times. I think that's where that baby was conceived. I'm quite confident. I can't.
Don't say anymore.
Can't say anymore. Obviously won't say anymore. But that actually was a really good cafe. Sorry, just as you were talking it.
I know the cafe. It's near me.
Is it still going?
Yeah, I think so. Actually, I'm not sure. There's one.
Yeah, it's on the way to Chapel.
There's one on the main road. There's quite a few, to be fair.
Well, I'll tell you now, if there's a young lad or girl driving around in a Vauxhall Corsa about 18, 19 now, 16, 17, 18
nice
now.
Yeah,
it's probably that child that we've just referenced.
And there's a few. I mean, there's a good chippy up there.
Well, there was one.
Oh, yeah.
There's one where you got angry at me, though, and...
Which one?
Oh, I got the wrong...
Is that where I threw a bottle of Cherryade at you?
I got the wrong Cherryade.
Oh, yeah. Have we told that story? I think we told that story before, but I'll just reiterate it quickly. But Danny, it was when Danny was working for me and I sent him to the shops to get some Cherryade. And he got me like the cheap Cherryade. And I wanted like the bar, B-A-R-R Cherryade. And it was a dead hot day, wasn't it? And you came back with it. I was like, what the fuck is this? I threw the bottle of Cherryade at him. He was only a young lad at the time, a little baby. It was me and Mike, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was shit Cherryade. I'll give you that. It was shit.
Yeah. Oh. I think, I don't want to repeat myself, but it's so hard to remember sometimes, but... You've heard there's a story of where I must have said this about the guy who's working with an apprentice, and he says, go to the shop, gives him 20 quid, go to the shops, get me some chips and meat pie, or something like that, and get what you want. Gives him 20 quid, get what you want.
Oh, no, this one, go
so,
on.
So he comes back and he goes, there's your meat pie and chips. He goes, great, what did you get? Where's my change? He goes, there isn't any change. He goes, what do you mean there's no change? He goes, well, I got this new jumper.
That's it.
And the guy
was like, a t-shirt or something like that.
T-shirt or something.
T-shirt, yeah.
What the fuck
t-shirt.
Do you mean you got this t-shirt? Got t-shirt. He goes, well, yeah. You said get what you want.
I mean, he's got a point.
Are you taking the piss?
You heard the apprentice has got a point.
Get what you want.
Got a new t-shirt.
That's about it. Go on.
No, sorry, a bit of a weird one, but there's a sandwich shop in Prestbury. And I thought it was a fiver for a tuna mayo sandwich. I thought, all right, well, at least I'll get a big sandwich out of it. And it was delicious, but it was literally like one of them cubes. Yeah. You know, like a nouveau.
Oh, like a little...
Like what you'd get on a tray.
Yeah, like a tray.
Like the smallest sandwich.
But it was like I've never been so disappointed. But it was really tasty. I could have had like 10 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
a, like a weird, like...
That's a bit like when
I was dressed to be building skills. Like, what did you expect?
When I order a coffee, I always say, when I go to a coffee shop and there's all these fucking different things in front of you, and I panic. I go, and I go Americano, right? Yeah, and I do it every time. Yeah. No, I do it every time. Yeah. I go Americano. And then I think, why the fuck have I ordered Americano, right? And they go, do you want milk? Well, yes, I want fucking milk with my coffee. So I get the milk, I put it in, and then I drink it, and I don't really ever like it, but I can feel the hit, the coffee hit.
Coming in.
And then every time I do it, I go back, and whenever I go back, I think, I'm not going to order Americano this
time. You did it the other day.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to order Americano. And then they go, what would you like, sir? And I go, Americano, please. And I think, for fuck's sake, I've done it again.
Do you know what, it's funny you mentioned that, because where we live, they knocked down the pub and they've built a petrol station and a Starbucks.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a good pub, that. Now, it's all right, that pub.
You've got young kids, you've had young kids. Yeah, yeah. Young kids ask you loads of questions, like, daily.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And the one question that my daughter got me the other day was, and it really, like, stressed me out.
What did she ask?
When we go to Starbucks, what's the first drink you're going to order?
And you're like,
you don't know the varieties of coffee.
Yeah, there's so many.
And then she started going about, oh, my friends have got these mini, these baby chinos and mini lattes and all this. I was thinking,
what? A dash of, I mean, he is a wonder.
Yeah.
He knows.
Younger people are very good at it. Like, they're very clinical with coffee orders, like Starbucks or Costa. They'll just go in, they'll go soy, oat milk, latte, special, regular sized, hot, temperature 37.5 degrees.
Yeah, you're like, are you
must be at soya.
Are you a fucking
cappuccino?
And then the person behind goes, all right. They just get it.
Yeah. But I'm not gonna go against all that, like, in terms of like the different varieties of coffee. But it's like something simple, like the Costa machine in Tesco's. Now don't sell, they don't do white or brown sugar.
Bastards.
You have to put it in the machine and it has to be a syrup. It's not a sugar anymore.
Yeah, that's right. They do. They can't use coffee syrup now.
Caramel. That's really interesting. That's like, you go in Aldi now and a lot of the soft drinks are sugar free. And you think, I just want fucking sugar.
Yeah.
I want no. Full fat Coke. Yeah. Where is it?
Although I do like Coke Zero.
No. I like Coke Zero, yeah.
KFC don't even do...
yeah, exactly.
They just do diet.
Yeah.
Do they? Like Coke Zero.
They sell... I mean, I love KFC, but they sell...
No sugar drink.
Chicken shoved in fucking fat and grease, but they sell sugar-free... They don't sell anything with sugar in.
I just want diabetes.
Yeah,
I want to be able to.
You're paying for it.
I'm paying for it. So let me fucking have diabetes.
You know those things you put on TikTok where you like headlines or whatever.
Yeah,
call
I just want diabetes.
I just want diabetes. That should be the episode.
That's the title of this episode.
That's a good one.
Episode 16. I just want diabetes.
You must have done 16 cream eggs.
17 in
17,
one day.
17.
Yeah. It's coming up. Your annual. Why did you do it? Why did you do it on TikTok on the site cabin?
I could. I don't know if I could do it now.
I think it's too old.
I was a younger man when I did that.
17 cream eggs.
I had 17 cream eggs in one day.
You had less blood sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, more control of it.
And I know exactly why I did it. And what happened is because Sarah, my wife, bought me a newsagent-sized box of cream eggs. So you know the ones that are on the counter that are fucking full? She bought me them. She was like, there you go. So there you go. And she counted them all out. Let's just say there's 60 or something in there. And then she'd given me. And then they'd just been there all day on the side.
Just watching.
And throughout the day, I ate 17 in one day.
That's a lot of sugar.
That's ridiculous, isn't it? That is ridiculous.
It is a lot. Like, I mean, if I'm honest, after three, I'm like...
I know. No, but it wasn't like binge, as in like in a row. It was just throughout the day.
That's a lot, though.
They were there looking at me.
17.
You know, the shiny, bluey kind of gold, yellow...
You could have blown out your pants.
You know what? Basically, if you had 7 hours sleep, that's one every hour.
What do you mean?
So in 24 hours, you've had...
You've had
one every hour.
Yeah.
I think now that... I felt this way about roses and Cadbury Street at Christmas. The chocolate just doesn't seem...
I totally agree. I think it's a
totally
bit more... And it's more sugary. It's gone more sugary.
I think it's like sweeteners.
Oh, is it right?
Like, like, well, fake sugar, basically.
Do you know what?
It's, like, it's got a point.
Which is probably
and it's shrunk. I mean, I don't see this is a massive cliche, but it has. And it's shrunk.
It's only 5 to a pack instead of 6.
No, it is.
Yeah, and it's in plastic. I don't like these metal ones. Should come out.
Dad had that bloke come up to him once in a supermarket. He said hello to him, didn't he? Because he was looking at chocolate.
Yeah.
And the dad's like, oh, you don't want to be eating that. Remember him?
Oh yeah.
He just had this random guy.
It's so funny.
Gets these random guys.
Yeah. He came back and he went, some fucking bloke in Sainsbury's telling me what chocolate I shouldn't eat. I can remember
him
saying
that. He made him think, though. It's like, you want to eat the dark chocolate. It's like, you're a salesman.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. I think we're nearly at time. I think we've got a few more minutes. I don't know.
Well, I bet we've not done the list, have we? I bet we've only done about 3.
So, I mean, we've got a couple of more minutes to go, yeah. So, what was the list, Andy? Sorry, what do you mean?
No, the full list. You always say you never do the list. You only do about three things.
We've got loads left on the list.
Should we do a quick fire? We never do a quick fire.
It's quick.
Well, quick fire. What, we all got our answer quickly.
All right, so one answer each.
Right.
Favourite pizza?
Tandoori chicken hot.
Pizza?
From Domino's.
Okay, Andy?
A meat feast, yeah.
Jack?
Meat
feast. The same, but with anchovies.
Yeah, Jack's anchovies.
What about you, Dave?
Okay, me. Thank you for asking, Andy, because no one ever fucking does. So thank you for that. Thank you for that, Daniel.
I don't really like
American hot all day, but really hot. American. Really hot. How far are you willing to travel to a construction site?
Depends on the pay.
Good answer. How far?
Beneath an hour, less than an hour now.
One there and back, what, half an hour each way? An hour there, back?
No, I'm sick of I did too much of that last year. Yeah, half an hour there, half an hour back.
Okay, fair enough.
I
Jack?
I don't want to do any more.
Well, probably because I've just been in the office, so anywhere.
Yeah.
There was one I did last year where we had some sort of conference at Aintree. And they did like a full dinner the whole day, like a full banquet.
Nice.
I'll go with you.
Yeah. Fucking office boys. Office people get looked after, don't they? Don't they get looked after?
He didn't invite us, did he?
Compared to the construction guys.
Didn't the potatoes were a little dry, but I mean, other than that.
Hardest trade in construction?
Ooh.
You can only say one.
Physically or mentally?
Great retort.
Yeah.
Both.
Oh, God, that's hard.
Andy, hardest trade in construction?
Right, it's a wet trade, but it's a couple around it, but I'd say bricklaying.
Okay.
Physically, it's outside. I mean,
groundworking.
The only one I've had any experience with is probably bricklaying. And you are exposed to the elements.
I mean, but I'm going to go physically and mentally. I'm going to go bricklaying.
I'm going to say scaffolding. I think that's the hardest.
No, but
yeah.
I think that's the hardest.
Well, you've got to think about the
You'd have to agree with me, obviously. Yeah.
Anything.
I mean, actually, physically, you're just constantly.
Yeah, but I think mentally as well with bricklaying, I just think there's something there, getting your gauges right. If it's wrong, it's a fucking mess. Yeah.
One thing we've not mentioned, and we'll just mention it very quickly, but we'll probably talk about the next episode, is we're considering doing a live TikTok gaming schedule where we just go on and game, because a lot of people have asked us for it, believe it or not, if we do some live gaming. So maybe me and Danny playing Call of Duty or Fortnite, or we can build in Fortnite, so we could build something if you want to do Fortnite.
Play Mario.
We could do Mario, you know, yeah,
you
whatever.
Watch me play Wudoku, yeah.
Wudoku, I mean.
That'd be exciting.
Can I just say on Wudoku, right, my best score is about 2,300. Andy's is about
9,200 ridiculous. And something.
Fucking ridiculous, embarrassing.
9,200.
Shout out to Wudoku.
I've got an amazing run. I've got this amazing run.
We've pretty much covered, well, no, we haven't. We've not covered half of what we said we'd want to talk about, but that doesn't matter. That's pretty much it. I want to just say thank you all for coming today. New sort of studio. We never even talked about
it. I like this.
The new studio. Let's give us a bit more space.
Pi Records,
yeah. as always. I mean, they're part of us.
We're
like a symbiont. We live and Pi Radio live together as one.
We're the filling in their pastry at the moment. One type of pie.
I don't think we're that important to them.
No, they've got loads of pies. We're a tangy pie.
We're like a little bit of an ingredient going into the pie.
I think.
Maybe like a little bit of salt.
No, Pi Radio. They do lots of different pies.
Pi Radio are the what do you dip? What do you dip? Pi Radio. Yeah, Pi Radio are the.
The Doritos,
and we're one of
the type of dips.
One of the dippings.
Yeah.
Like, but that's not a pack.
Quite a spicy one, though, I think.
Like the four pack you get. Like one of those.
Yeah. One of the Tex-Mex.
We're a specialty pie in their bakery. We're like a chicken.
I think one day we'll get Solomon on.
I love pies as well.
I love pies.
What's your favourite pie? No, go.
Quick, favourite pie, dead quick.
Steak and ale.
Meat pie. It's got to be. I love the jelly.
No, a proper
Holland's meat pie.
A proper jellied pork pie. Pork pie.
A big, like a proper pork pie.
Yeah, pork pie. I'm with you. Yeah, a man's pork pie.
Marple.
Thin pastry.
Gonna have to stop us there because I think our time is up. Our time is up.
Right.
Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for watching. Please tune in and see us on episode 16, which I'm really hopeful will be in, let's say, the next 6 weeks' time as a maximum. We'll be here. We're hoping for more guests this year. We've got a bigger room, so bigger and sort of better things, I suppose.
A few more might have more guests on one per show.
Yeah, and I'm just going to leave it on one. I'll finish it on one thing, is that it'll always be construction, but like today, and we've allowed ourselves today to go a bit further. Yeah. We're going to open it up to, you know, a bit of a male podcast, not men only, but being a man's podcast, as in, like, we might talk about this, that, the other, I don't know, whatever it might be. Who knows where it's going to end up? I've no idea. Yeah. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Nice.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast tennis ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all.